Book 7, Canto 7, Section 2. But now she sat by sleeping Satyavan, awake within, and the enormous night surrounded her with the unknowables vast. A voice began to speak from her own heart that was not hers, yet mastered thought and sense. As it spoke, all changed within her and without. All was, all lived. She felt all being one. The world of unreality ceased to be. There was no more a universe built by mind, convicted as a structure or a sign. A spirit, a being so created things and cast itself into unnumbered forms and was what it saw and made, all now became an evidence of one stupendous truth, a truth in which negation had no place, a being and a living consciousness, a stark and absolute reality. There, the unreal could not find a place. The sense of unreality was slain. There, all was conscious, made of the infinite. All had a substance of eternity. Yet this was the same, indecipherable. It seemed to cast from it universe like a dream, vanishing forever into an original void. But this was no more some vague, ubiquitous point, or a cipher of vastness in unreal naught. It was the same, but now no more seemed far to the living clasp of her recovered soul. It was herself. It was the self of all. It was the reality of existing things. It was the consciousness of all that lived and felt and saw. It was timelessness and time. It was the bliss of formlessness and form. It was all love and the one beloved's arms. It was sight and thought in one all-seeing mind. It was joy of being on the peaks of God. She passed beyond time into eternity, slipped out of space, and became the infinite. her being rose into unreachable heights and found no end of its journey in the self. It plunged into the unfathomable deeps and found no end to the silent mystery that held all world within one lonely breast, yet harbored all creation's multitudes. She was all vastness and one measureless point. She was a height beyond heights, a depth beyond depths. She lived in the everlasting and was all that harbors death and bears the wheeling hours. All contraries were true in one huge spirit, surpassing measure, change and circumstance. An individual, one with cosmic self, in the heart of the transcendence miracle, and the secret of world personality, was the creator and the lord of all. Mind was a single innumerable look upon himself and all that he became. Life was his drama and the vast a stage. The universe was his body, God its soul. All was one single immense reality, all its innumerable phenomenon. Her spirit saw the world as living God. It saw the one and knew that all was he. She knew him as the absolute self-space, one with herself and ground of all things here, in which the world wanders seeking for the truth, guarded behind its face of ignorance. She followed him through the march of endless time. All nature's happenings were events in her. The heartbeats of the cosmos were her own. All beings thought and felt and moved in her. She inhabited the vastness of the world. Its distances were her nature's boundaries, its closenesses her own life's intimacies. Her mind became familiar with its mind. Its body was her body's larger frame in which she lived and knew herself in it, one, multitudinous in its multitudes. She was a single being, yet all things. The world was her spirit's wide circumference, The thoughts of others were her intimates, their feelings close to her universal heart, their bodies, her many bodies, kin to her. She was no more herself, but all the world. Out of the infinitudes, all came to her. Into the infinitudes, sentient she spread. Infinity was her own natural home. Nowhere she dwelt, her spirit was everywhere. The distant constellations wheeled round her. Earth saw her born. All worlds were her colonies. The greater worlds of life and mind were hers. All nature reproduced her in its lines. Its movements were large copies of her own. She was the single self of all these selves. She was in them, and they were all in her. This first was an immense identity, in which her own identity was lost. What seemed herself was an image of the whole. She was a subconscient life of tree and flower, the outbreak of the honeyed buds of spring. She burned in the passion and splendor of the rose. She was the red heart of the passion flower, the dream white of the lotus in its pool. Out of subconscient life, she climbed to mind. She was thought and the passion of the world's heart. She was the Godhead hid in the heart of man. She was the climbing of his soul to God. The cosmos flowered in her. She was its bed. She was time and the dreams of God in time. She was space and the wideness of his days. From this she rose where time and space were not. The superconscient was her native air. Infinity was her movement's natural space. Eternity looked out from her on time.